welcome to yet another episode of the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 151. I know that's not as special as that big blowout we had last week, the big 150 celebration, but somehow I have a feeling this one will be just as amazing as the last. Here's a tip from me to you. If you if you set the bar really low for yourself, I mean, very, very rarely will you be disappointed. I mean, that's my life philosophy. I'm absolute deer side. I'm here again, still by myself. No guests or anything. I'll keep that up as long as I can. To give you a hint, peek behind the curtain, just how unlike I am in real life. I mean, again, not really that different from my online virtual life. I mean, it's just really, either or. I mean, it's which is the real one, fucking they're extensions of each other. You're going inside the Matrix. I actually did try to get a guest on last week. I was on vacation. Last week, I had like fucking 9 fucking free days in a row, It was fucking just like I have like nothing really planned. So I was talking to a couple people. One of them was a local guy who I guess is really good at Smash Brothers. One of them, I think the Nintendo 64 one or something like that. Melee, I have fucking no idea. But he plays in like tournaments and shit. Which again, I know fucking absolutely nothing about that shit, about like that game or like whatever, the competitive scene, fighting game scene, like that type of thing. And he's all into that. So I'm like, that'd be cool, What it would have been a learning experience for me, for everybody, We're here to learn. I think as I was saying, I think that's the new motto. Learn something new every day, something like that. I forget, but I'm like, it'd be fucking cool. Have him on air and just talk about Smash Brothers and fighting games and shit, whatever. But I get blown off by him twice, by blown off I don't mean fucking my dick sucked, I mean fucking, fucking like, he's like, I'll fucking definitely be on and shit, and like and gave my fucking number. He's like, as soon as I get out of here I'll give you a call, whatever. He was at work. Then fucking, again, I see him, like, the next day, same thing, no nothing. So, to add insult to injury, this guy here that was gonna come on, he was my cousin, like, no joke, like, my fucking cousin that, again, I've known, like, my whole life. So, even my fucking family, who we actually have, like, stuff in common with, it's not just like, it's my, whatever, my other cousin or my aunt or whatever, it's fucking like, obviously, like, family relationship, it's like, it's my cousin and fucking, like, cool, we have this fucking video game fucking hobby in common, so whatever, should be pretty easy. But no, I mean, again, fucking blows me off, so, my family, fucking make plans with anybody, really, last week, fucking make plans with them, and it's just like, they're too fucking busy or whatever for old fucking absolute deicide here. That cousin, too, he was even over here the other day, and, it was fucking, it was just like, I was gonna bring it up, too, like, fucking, like, whatever, just fucking start talking to a million people here, fucking talking to him and shit, and I go up to him, and I'm just fucking talking to him, and, I made fun of him because he said he was gonna, his hair was dyed all like blonde and shit. And I was like, you fucking dyed your hair blonde, huh? And he's like, eventually it's gonna be pink. And, I called him a faggot or something like that. He didn't talk to me for the rest of the day. So, I mean, look, I'm not saying I'm the fucking good guy or anything here, believe me. But, even besides that, I had like, fucking half a dozen different things lined up, like, again, both fucking, like, real life and fucking online fake life, like, cool, I'm gonna fucking relax for a week, but, it was shit, like, fucking, like, kind of, like, in the periphery of, like, if I feel like doing something, I can do this and that, like, get some shit done, but, every single one of those fell through, like, every fucking one, this is why I ended up, like, literally just fucking barely moving and playing fucking games, the entire time. So again, it's just, a little peek into the old lifestyle here. And I work at fucking night, you know what I mean? And on the rare occasion that I get to actually see people, you know what I mean? It's always, you know, it's like, oh yeah, how's it going? Like fucking running into somebody somewhere. And it's always just like fucking, oh, you know, oh, we should do something sometime when you're, you know, whenever you're free. I know you've, like, you know, I know you work nights, whatever, you're busy, I'm busy, but fucking, you know, if you ever have, like, free time off, you have, like, a day off, like, you know, I was like, oh, we should do something when you have some time. I was like, yeah, cool, well, I was free fucking last week, you know what I mean, like, the entire week, and just, like, every one of you fucking assholes fucking acted like cunts, you know, so... So, you know, it's like fucking like, oh, you know, I just, you know, just not that week. I'm busy. I'm really busy that week and shit. So, it's like, meanwhile, again, I'm like literally on one of my two vacation weeks that I have every year. You know what I mean? It's like, I get like 2 weeks of fucking vacation. Like, oh, there's one of them and happens to be the one that you can't fucking do anything on. You know, it's like, don't you have like fucking every night off pretty much? I mean, not off, but you know what I mean? Like, it don't have to work, you know, most people don't have to work fucking at night and fucking weekends and shit. I just had fucking two weekends off and fucking, you know what I mean, every night of the week off. And so that's just up to everybody's too busy, so well, that's fucking great. I mean, you know what I mean, it's fucking plus it was my birthday too, I'll throw that in there. So I don't know, fuck you pretty much, fuck everybody, you know, my brother and shit I made plans with, he fucking didn't, that fell through. My cousin, just, you know, the very few friends that I have left, all of them, just, everybody's just a fucking sack of shit, is all I can say. And then they wonder, like, you know, people just wonder, you know, like, fucking, like, oh, why don't you go out and do things and fucking, like, socialize or whatever and just fucking, or just fucking play video games all day. It's fucking, whatever. Must be boring and, like, isolating and shit, but, yeah, that's why, you know what I mean? That's why I do that shit, because you're all fucking assholes, pretty much, so... So I don't know, I'm done with people, I'm done with everybody. I mean, I already was done with fucking before, but yeah, last week just did it for me, you know. I'm just tempted to like say some shit or like do some shit that would probably get me fucking arrested, so I'll restrain myself. But yeah, pretty much fuck you, fuck everybody, nothing new, but again, just fucking reinforce my hatred of people. So yeah, you know, then you get people you might be saying like fucking like, oh, no, if you're that pissed off all the time, I mean, you should probably just, you know, just go talk to somebody or whatever, you know, go, just go to like therapy. Like, you seem like you're always fucking pissed off. But, yeah, funny story. Yeah. I was actually at that point last week. I'm just, you know, again, I was just like, I'm not really, I mean, again, I'm really, I was having fun and shit playing games. I'm just like, dude, like, just, like, I don't know, just, I don't know what's going on, like, just, like, really fucking just hate, like, everybody, you know what I mean, like, I'm fucking flipping out, so, can't take the shit, so, I'm like, all right, well, I look up fucking the therapists in my area, you know, the old, Google search there, and again, I'm just like, dude, I'm like, really, you know, it's like, yeah, it's probably not a bad idea at this stage in my life, and this stage in my fucking mental illnesses, whatever the fuck I have. So I'm like, yeah, at the very least, yeah, if I'm talking to somebody like that, like their reactions of actually just like how fucked up I am, you know, and how fucked up my lifespan, it'll be worth the price of admission, I think, you know, just fucking how they're going to react of like, Jesus Christ, you know, like really, or try to keep like a professional manner. But so yeah, I'm looking at my options. I'm just fucking just like looking at people around me. I'm like fucking like, I know that person. It's like, I went to school with him, like whatever, like that's my fucking friend's mother or some shit. So I'm like, I don't want to fucking, that'd be kind of weird. So I'm like, all right. So if I find one, I'm like, all right, I don't think I have any fucking connections with this fucking person. Like, I don't know if it's, I don't know if that's a fucking good or a bad thing, but I'm like, all right, well, fucking send them like an email or whatever. It's like a contact form. Do that. And fucking, I'm like, all right, we'll see what happens. Again, just fucking see what's going on. Yeah, no response. So yeah, that bitch fucking blew me off too. So yeah, that's great. You know what I mean? It's just like, hey, you know, I have fucking abandonment issues and I'm feeling fucking this like really isolated and shit. And it's fucking, you know, it's, yeah, your job to help, right? Just silenced, you know, no fucking response. Like, cool. You know, true story. Anyway, with those pleasantries out of the way, let's, you know, the further descent into fucking nihilism confirmed. Yeah, go to www.gruntfreepress.com, you fucking faggot. I mean, there's nothing new up there. Again, I'm just kind of beyond the point of caring. I mean, there's some, I'm like, dude, I was like, yeah, I played a lot of games. I was like, I should probably write a review or something, but, again, I'll just get to it when I get to it. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email address. I dare anybody to write to me, and explain why everybody just isn't a complete piece of shit. That I would feel nothing for if they fucking drop dead tomorrow. That's reality. E3 is going to be a reality fairly soon. Yeah, next week's probably just going to be a big, most of it will probably be a fucking big E3 blowout as usual. Yeah, it's like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, like that type of things, all the conferences. So I'm going to try to catch them fucking this year. Last year, I kind of slacked on it. Just fucking like, I don't care. I'll just read the fucking highlights or whatever, but I'll try to catch them. But the leaks and the rumors are dropping beforehand, more of them. The big one that I care about, of course, is, a new Fallout game, Fallout 76. That's not like really like a leak or a rumor. I mean, they, Bethesda pretty much that was like official. I mean, they had a real trailer come out directly from them. The trailer is not too different from most of the other recent Fallout ones they've done. I mean, all the ones starting from like 3, where they have like a close up of an old timey radio playing music. It was Country Roads this time, which I thought, I'm pretty sure Country Roads is a John Denver song from the 70s or whatever, and you know, Fallout usually uses fucking like 50s and 40s music, like that type of thing. Not sure what that's about. I know it's fucking like Fallout's it's just like an alternate history. Well, it's just technically like in the future, but it's like alternate history leading up to there, so they kind of do like the Wolfenstein thing, I guess, where it's fucking like, I don't know, we can pretty much do whatever we want and just say it's because of something, you know what I mean? It's fucking just a weird fucking timeline. But, it starts out on the radio and they zoom out and they show a pretty intact, nice looking vault, you know, just fucking pretty spiffy looking, clean vault. And then they show the back of a vault dweller who is, 76, the number 76 on his jumpsuit. So pretty safe assumptions here you can make from that. You're going to be from Vault 76, you know, again, hence the name Fallout 76. I did a little bit of digging, half-assed researching online. Vault 76 was mentioned before in these games. And it was actually the control vault where it was actually designed to work, you know, just be like fine, like work as advertised to actually just shelter people from a nuclear holocaust. All the other vaults were designed to fail in one way or another. Like, you know, Vault 13's water chip was supposed to break like shortly after, after it closed and shit. Just like, yeah, we'll see what happens. Like, are these people going to survive if their water chip breaks? Then like, there's like another vault that just has like a million fucking water chips in it and shit, you know, where they're supposed to have like food and shit. So I don't know. Again, I don't really remember the details of each one of them, but I mean, yeah, it's just all the vaults in the game are just fucked up in one way or another, except this one, Vault 76. It's just like, this one's like a really like legit, like fucking perfect, like vault, you know, works perfectly. So, yeah, another assumption is that Vault 76 is going to take place in West Virginia, you know, just because of the song there, the lyrics of Country Roads, you know, take me home, country roads, to the place where I belong, West Virginia. For some reason, I thought that song, like, I thought the line of the song was fucking Colorado, to the place where I belong, West Virginia, Colorado. Which I know that doesn't make sense, but that's just, it's like what I heard for some reason. I thought it was just like, like naming states, but, it's actually, Take Me Home, Mountain Roads, West Virginia, Mountain Mama, is what he's actually saying, which that still doesn't make sense, but that's what it is. So, I actually had to look that up. I'm like, isn't it Colorado? I was like, no, take me home. Country roads, West Virginia, mountain mama. Okay. So, now, yeah, I'm a huge fucking Fallout fan. I mean, that's no secret. Yeah, I even love fucking Fallout 4, which I thought that game got all sorts of shit for just now reasons I didn't fucking understand. Like, that people were complaining about Fallout 4, or they were bitching about the graphics or something. Like, I don't know, it's like, no, it's just not up to snuff or whatever. Like, it looks like an older game, like a couple years old. And I'll replay the original fucking Fallout tomorrow and not give a shit. Like, it doesn't bother me. Like, fucking just, you know, it's like top-down shitty, like, you know, 1990s fucking graphics, isometric shit. Like, I don't care. So naturally, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm excited for a new Fallout game. I mean, cautiously excited, I'll say. I mean, a couple things about it do have me worried. I mean, but there's again, besides that trailer, there's really no like concrete information about it. So again, who's to say if it's fucking warranted about either or, like being like, oh yeah, new Fallout game, or fucking, you know, you got to be cautious about these things. So, I mean, yeah, like for when I first like even like heard that, I'm like, I mean, then they're making a new Fallout game. First, I was concerned they were making a new one so quickly, just because it seems like Fallout 4 like just came out. But I thought, I'm like, didn't that just come out like a, I don't know, a year or two ago? But yeah, believe it or not. Yeah, Fallout 3, Fallout 4 was, that was 3 years ago. I know it doesn't seem like it, but it's true. I mean, again, it's something I had to look up. Like, that fucking just come out like 2 years ago at the most. Like, nah, it's been like three full years since Fallout 4 came out. Which again is just, that's probably more than enough time to make a sequel. I mean, to make like a real game is not like fucking, I'm like, God, what's it going to be like? Was this going to be like, you know, Fallout Shelter 2 type of thing? Hey, what really fucking throws me off about that whole thing about Bethesda's games, there hasn't been a new Elder Scrolls game whatever, you know, since then, you know, since I thought the plan they were going to do was Bethesda was going to be like, wow, we're going to alternate between Elder Scrolls Fallout, Elder Scrolls Fallout, like that type of thing. But it's been fucking 7 years since a new, Elder Scrolls game, a real one, since Skyrim came out, since the last like main game. Yeah, you know, disregarding the fucking, the remasters, the re-releases and all that bullshit, which that, I mean, that doesn't count. Or like fucking whatever, Elder Scrolls Online garbage, which I also wouldn't count that either, you know? That brings us to the next point of contention, which, squarely falls into the rumor category, the rumors. I was hearing some rumblings that Fallout 76 is going to be, it's going to be an online game, online only, like whatever. It's just like, oh no, I heard it's going to be online. Again, nothing like concrete about it. Just, I'm like, what are people just already looking for something to bitch about the game? I mean, like, oh, it's just going to be like, you know, the Elder Scrolls. No, this is going to be like Fallout Online. Like, it's going to be shit, but, who knows like where that comes from, but yeah, a couple things. I mean, assuming that's true, I mean, is it, again, people are like, oh, it's going to be online. Like, is it online as in there's like an option to play online? Like, you know, is that what they mean? Or is it like, fuck it, is it going to be like online co-op of just fucking like, oh, it's like a drop in, drop out type of thing of just fucking like, oh, you know, you just fucking call somebody, call your buddy, he fucking comes into your game and shit and like whatever. Or is it going to be like some kind of like instance, like competitive multiplayer like type of thing? Like, is it going to be like, oh, I go into, you know, is there like an option in the menu of online, like whatever, like fucking deathmatch and shit, like, you know what I mean? Like, that may be kind of cool. I mean, that's something I'd be down for. But, I don't know, again, like that type of thing could go, it could go either way, just saying fucking, oh, it's going to be online. Like, the fuck does that mean? You know, again, like, you know, there's like an online, you know, if it's like a competitive multiplayer, like, I don't know, like that type of thing could be fun. I mean, or maybe it would be fucking like shit. Who knows? Or maybe it would be like the Doom fucking, multiplayer that everybody just assumed was shit, and they said it was shit, and then you play it, and it's fucking, it was awesome. Like, well, you know, nobody fucking played it. And then, like, I think he released it. It's funny, too, like, with Doom. I'm like, dude, this is fucking, like, awesome. I love that fucking multiplayer. And there's still, you know, still a few people playing it and shit, but, then, like, the main fucking consensus was, oh, the Doom multiplayer sucks. And then, like, yeah, like, when it just get released on, like, Switch or something like that, like, all you heard about was, like, fucking, like, oh, dude, the multiplayer in Doom is fucking great and shit, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, yeah, it is. I don't know why fucking everybody, I don't know. Anyway, Fallout 76. Again, who knows? It could just be, like, maybe it's, like, an addition to the single player, you know, like, that type of thing. You can, like, completely ignore it, or, you know, again, or it could be something that, like, takes away from the game of, like, fucking, like, oh, well, you know, you'll be playing, then, like, fucking, like, oh, well, I doubt they do it, like, to progress, but, you know, they could do, like, what the fuck was that game I'm thinking of, where it's, like, that was, like, Mass Effect 3, you know, they pull some shit off like that, where it's, like, oh, well, you need, like, these resources, or, like, whatever the fuck, Metal Gear 5, it's, like, oh, you need these resources, you should probably go online and, like, get them, or force me to play some shitty online mode. Again, or, you know, or it could be like a fucking Fallout Online, like a full-fledged fucking online only MMO. And again, then with that, like, oh, if it is just online, if it's like an MMO type of thing, like, is it going to be something different? You know what I mean? Is it going to be like something like revolutionary? Like, they really had like a fucking, this cool idea they fucking like really wanted to do, and something we've never seen before, or is it going to be like an additional mode you launch into, like fucking Grand Theft Auto Online did, or you know, or is it just going to be like another shitty World of Warcraft reskin, just with fucking, you know, just post-apocalyptic Fallout theme to it? You know, and if that's the case, you know, are they going to call it, you know, wouldn't they just call it, if that was the case, wouldn't they call it fucking Fallout Online and have that go along with, like, oh, here's our Fallout Online, here's our Elder Scrolls Online and shit. And, you know, it wouldn't make sense that they would use a name that already has, like, lore attached to it, like fucking Fallout 76, you know? Yeah, again, like who knows what the fucking, what the deal is at this point with it. My impressions from the trailer is without any other information, just watching the trailer, it's just like, oh, looks like another traditional single-player Fallout game, like the other ones. The online thing is, again, just fucking rumors that really don't have anything behind them, you know what I mean, besides fucking, yeah, just everybody that I've heard talk about has just been saying, like, oh, I heard from whatever, my wife's friend whose fucking uncle works at Bethesda, that it's gonna be, oh, it's gonna be an online game. And, like, you both, like, oh, what's that mean? Oh, it's just gonna be online, dude, no. So, really nothing beyond that, so, I don't know, again, it's like, wait and see. I mean, we'll see, and a week or so. The Bethesda conference is like one of the first ones on Thursday, I think I just read. So don't have that wait that far to that long just that long to wait to see what it's about, really, and get more details about it. And but I mean that wait is going to be pure agony of the game. So yeah, there is some bullshit from the game Agony that dropped like the day before it released. And if you remember the whole debacle with the game regarding like censorship, one of those deals where it's fucking like, oh, you know, the game's was gonna get an adults only rating, so yeah, I know that they had to like cut some shit out of it that would have like pushed it over the edge of that too extreme for fucking a mature rating. And yeah, I mean they were real public about it too, like acting like it was something that's like, oh, we have to do this, you know, we don't want to do it, we're fighting with it every step of the way, but it was just like, oh, to avoid the adult rating, we have to, you know, the adult only thing, we have to cut this shit out. And and then like the solution was like, you know, we're just fucking like, oh, and we're gonna release a patch on PC that's gonna add the shit that we cut, I mean, we just have to do it just to meet those guidelines, but, you know, we're going to add it back in with a patch on the PC. So, you know, if you really want it, you know, play it on PC and fucking, you'll get like the uncensored, like the full version and shit. I mean, they're really running with that. So yeah, then like a day or two before it releases, they just walked that back completely. Like fucking, oh yeah, that thing we had with on the patch in it for the PC. It's not going to do that anymore. Like fucking no patch. Like, it's going to be the same version across the board. Only the censored version. That's like all you can get. So, cool. I mean, that's kind of a shitty thing to do, isn't it? And you make a fucking promise like that, and then at the last minute, just, oh, never mind. You know what I mean? Just another instance of that, you know, of that fucking shit, you know? Even fucking the game developers that are turning on me and fucking pissing me off. So, yeah, I mean, they get the... they got the publicity for that whole thing of just fucking like, oh, our game's so fucking hardcore and fucking mature and shit, and like, oh no, we're gonna stand up for fucking art, you know, uncensored art or whatever. And I'm sure they got some PC pre-orders from that, including mine. And then they're like fucking like, oh, you know, we can't do that. Like, we're just not gonna do that. Like, it's no big deal though. I mean, we only really cut out like a few seconds of, that's all it was. It's a few seconds of like video and like an ending or something like that. So, and we'll just, you know, we'll just like, if you really want to see that, we'll release it on YouTube, so you can watch it there if you really want to. You know, there's no need for a patch, so don't even worry. But we're not really like breaking our promises. Fucking, we're just gonna put the that footage out on YouTube. So, no, fuck you, dude. That's fucked up. Yeah, in the long run, the long run, in the long run, I mean, in like the future of censorship, you know, on fucking Steam and fucking PC and games and, you know, and art in general, it's fucking horrible. You know what I mean? That's an awful thing to do. Like, you know, just to like bow down. It's like, oh, nope, well, we're just not going to do it. Like, we're just going to, you know, bend the fucking knee to these people. But, so yeah, I mean, that fucking school shooter game that was going to come out on Steam that everyone was fucking like flipping out about, like, and then, that got pulled down too. But, so yeah, it just seems like fucking, again, just losses, you know, losses in the war of just like, free speech, you would say. Is that like free speech? Fucking, just fucking, everyone's just fucking like caving to everything. So, but yeah, ultimately, I mean, in this specific case of Agony, I mean, that's, I mean, again, it's their choice to cut shit out of their game. Like, you know, as far as I know, there's always the option of just fucking just being like, all right, well, Steam's not going to let us do this. You know, just like, the console, you know, the console manufacturers obviously aren't gonna let us put a fucking adults only game on there. I thought Steam would be fucking cool with this shit, but if not, I mean, they have the option of like, all right, well, we're gonna pull it from Steam and or whatever, just fucking put it up there, and then let Steam fucking pull it down, and then they could have, they could have sold it direct, you know, or like selling it on both, you know what I mean? Of like, all right, well, Steam's only letting this version on, but again, they could, if it's like, oh, we're gonna do the patch, but now we can't do the patch, but you can also just buy the game directly from us, like that type of thing. That's fucking uncensored, and you know, let the fucking free market, you know, let the fucking people speak about, like, you know, about that. Or you know, if they you know, but if they looked at it and they honestly came to the conclusion that the game was fucking, it's like, oh, you know, if it's like, oh, no, the game's fine as it was, we're okay, cutting this shit out, or as, you could only make it as fucking Steam or the, ESRB demanded it, like, I'd be fine, you know what I mean? If they're like, ah, it's not really, if it's really not that big of a deal, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, if they're like, ah, no, like, after looking at it, and this is no big deal, like, it's fine, the game's fine either way. You know, if the game's still good, and that's fucking just like a temporary little fucking speed bump that people would, you know, people would forget about it, it's fucking like, ah, whatever, dude, it really was just a couple seconds, like, well, it wouldn't be a big deal. But, as it turns out, the game sucks completely, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even, I don't think like 10 extra seconds of fucking violence or rape, whatever the fuck was in the cut content would have helped it. But yeah, I mean the violence and fucking whatever the fuck else and was in there. That's the least of the fucking game's problems, which we'll get to right after this. Welcome back. I know the wait was agony. So yeah, the game Agony. Where to start? Well, yeah, Agony is the first-person horror game where, and the story and the setting of it is intentionally ambiguous. Not my usual, just fucking. I don't really care. It really is just supposed to be like kind of like just you don't really know what's going on or where you are, and you know, hellish and. You know, all sorts of fucked up, you know, most of the levels that you're walking through is just a mess of, like, flesh and bone and blood and fire. And, yeah, you don't really know exactly where you're supposed to go or what you're supposed to do, like, what you need to do to progress, you're not really sure. And, you know, I get what they were going for here, where they want you constantly on your toes and discombobulated and fucking unnerved and shit. And yeah, no, I like that kind of thing. That's kind of what drew me to the game in the first place. I'm just fucking like, ah, oh, cool. You know, I like fucking like horror games. I like the Lovecraft, like just fucked up type of thing. Oh yeah, it looks fucking great. But so at first, very early in the game, as in the first hour or so, it seems like they did a decent job with that. You know, the graphics aren't that bad. It's kind of creepy. You've got some demon thing chasing after you. You have to sneak around and like be quiet and like hide from and shit. So almost like Alien Isolation or Outlast, it seems like. So, yeah, it's going to be like one of these types of games. Like, you know, it's going to be shit chasing me. I can't really kill, so I'm just going to have to hide and like whatever. Just try to get around it. You know, you come across some strange puzzles like, you know, so, all right, you know, you gotta find a torch and use the fire to burn down some vines or wooden gates or whatever. So it's like, yeah, all right, so I have like this torch that I need to carry around to like even like see because the game's so dark and shit, and it's like, ah, it's gonna open up these new paths and shit that I gotta go down. But then they're also saying, like, I don't know, the creature that's stalking you is attracted to the light, so it seems like you're gonna have to. It seems like they're setting up for you, so it's gonna be some more complex shit down the road, you know, where it's like, I'm gonna have to figure out how to get the torch to whatever the burnable object over there, and then like, you know what I mean, as this thing's chasing me, but I can't let it catch me with the fucking torch. So it's gonna be like some, you know, again, like real video game puzzle type shit, like that type of thing, like smart fucking puzzle design. Or, you know, or there's like a steel door you come across, and it's it lets you, it's like, all right, what am I doing here? It's just fucking like a seal, and like it just shows like your hand and shit, and it's like, all right, you press the right trigger and like you can start drawing whatever you want, and like it's like free form and like blood and shit. So So it's like, all right, cool. Is it going to be like some kind of like thing where I'm going to have to like freeform with, it's going to like describe to me like what I have to draw, and then I have to draw it and like try to get it how they want it, or do I have to remember something, or, you know, fucking look at some fucking weird fucking symbol and then like recreate it here. But what it is, you just have to like find, you have to find a sigil. So like a certain sigil, you memorize it, but like your character memorizes it, and then like they just kind of make you draw it for some fucking reason. I just traced over it type of thing. And it's like, all right, well, even like with that, where it's like, all right, I just have to find like these symbols and like memorize, you know, have the right one, the last one I looked at, be the right one, and then fucking go and draw it, I guess. But even that, like, just seems like a setup for later on of something, you know, like, who knows, like, some kind of, like, riddle or some shit, you know, you're gonna have to figure out, will it be, like, a million fucking symbols, and, like, you know what I mean, just fucking answer me these questions three type of thing. Around, like, the second level or so, you start getting the sneaking suspicion that something's, like, not right, as in, and I mean, like, not right in the, not in the way that they intended it. I'm just fucking like, this game is, you know, is something like not quite there with this. The second level is just this huge dark maze that's just, it's just a pain in the ass to navigate it. You get a fucking couple creatures that are hunting you, and you're trying to be stealthy and hold your breath and get past them, like hide in the walls and shit. But it's just like not clear like where you're supposed to be hiding in the game. Like, it's never, and you'll see like a crack on the wall. It's like, oh, I can hide there. Or it was like a pile of bodies on the ground. Oh, I can hide under these and try to let it pass, I guess. You know what I mean? But then the thing will be fucking chasing you or whatever. You'll be like next to it, and it's like, oh, well, I see a crack in the wall there, but oh, I can't hide in that one. Or, you know what I mean? There's bodies I can't hide over here. It just looks identical to what I could. It's just like not clear at all, like what you can fucking do. And, just fucking shit that looks identical to the shit that you can interact with, you can't for some reason, you know. It's just, and then you also realize that, while you're fucking just kind of walking around in that maze of just, you don't really know, you don't really know what you're fucking even aiming to do in there, you know what I mean? Like, you don't really know, like, where the end is, like, where you're supposed to be going, and, if you fucking like poke around and like go off the beaten path, like whatever that is, I guess, is like fucking like, oh, there's some body parts scattered around there. It was like fucking like, oh, some, you know, you picked up a heart and fucking, oh, there's the left leg, there's the right leg, and I don't know, arms and shit. And so you think it's like, oh, you know, you gotta collect those and place them somewhere anyway. Like, you know, Matt, it's just fucking like, oh, it kept like dying and going back. It's like, oh, it must be a matter of just memorizing where to go and try to pick all that shit up as quickly as possible. You know, just grab them up and fucking go to the end, I guess. But yeah, in the process of doing that, like, you know, I kept dying. I kept getting murdered over and over, and fucking, when you die in the game, it's not like it just like ends and then you go back to like a checkpoint. It's like, oh, I go back to the beginning of the maze and try doing it. Or like fucking like, oh, you made it like halfway through the maze or some shit like that. Yeah, whenever you die, you end up like floating around in the air for a minute or so. In the game, it's, you know, the game's like telling you, like, you know, the first couple times that it happens, like, oh, you know, you can possess other bodies. Like, if you find like another person, hey, you can fucking possess them, you know what I mean? So it's like, all right, so now like your soul, I guess, is like floating around, and like, all right, go find somebody else to fucking go into, and you're not like really dead. You can just keep going from whoever you fucking possessed, whoever you possess. So it's like, all right, so I do that. It's like, all right, I'll try doing that. But, most of the time it's just fucking like, all right, well, I fucking, you know, fucking creature killed me. Fucking, you know, I'm floating around like an asshole, and I found like another body. I'll go into this fucking body. But then like, fucking, it's like, oh, cool. The thing that just fucking killed me is like right here, like pretty much like down the hall. I can still fucking see me. You know what I mean? It's like standing right next to the new body. So it's like, cool, I possessed that one. Then it just gets fucking murdered. And almost immediately it's like fucking awesome. Like, this is fucking pointless. So, I reload the fucking checkpoint and try again. And again, I was fucking like dying a lot. And like at first I was feeling bad about it. Like, just fucking, man, I fucking suck at this game. This game's hard. But then I figured out there were fucking way more people on the level, like people that you can possess on the level, than I originally thought. And it's like fucking like, oh, I can just fucking possess like a bunch of people, but it turns out that you can't possess anybody who has like a fucking bag over their head. Like most of the people in the game are just walking around with fucking these burlap sacks on their head, and if they have those on, you can't possess them. So but what you can do is pull the bags off their heads, and you got to walk up to them and like press a button to fucking, all right, bags off, I can fucking possess them. But it's fucking weird. But it's just like, yeah, I wish the game like doesn't tell you that. It's like fucking like, I wish again, it's fucking had to find that out on my own, which it's kind of cool. They left like some of the shit cryptic, but maybe it's cool, but it's just fucking, it's like, dude, like I just died like fucking again, like a dozen times. And like fucking, it would have been nice just to know again at the beginning of this fucking game and this fucking maze, I'd die a few more times. You get sent back like a previous checkpoint, like before even the fucking maze. I'm just fucking like, oh, you died like whatever, like five or six times. It's like, all right, well, now you're not even at the maze. You have to go back to like a checkpoint before that, and you have to fucking replay that entire section over again, and fucking just go over to the fucking checkpoint before the maze and like reactivate that. I'm like, oh, well, that kind of sucks. But I mean, again, it seems like this some kind of like challenge. It's like, again, I'm still like being hopeful at the beginning. I'm fucking like, oh, well, at least, they made it so it's like, you can't just keep going over, keep dying over and over again. They kind of punish you for dying. You have to go through the whole thing again. So, but yeah, I mean, that fucking maze and shit, like that level's a mess, but I'm just like, all right, well, I'm learning how the game works still and shit. Like, I hope that's what it is. Hopefully, the game gets better. It was like, all right, well, this is like the whatever, fucking whatever you want to call it, like the fucking challenge at the beginning, like the fucking, this is your test, like the test of the maze, and once you get past this, it's fucking, oh, it's gonna be like all sorts of crazy shit happening. That was my hope. But you shouldn't hope at all, because it's like most of the game is just a fucking maze. That's all it is. It's a maze of shit. Yeah, all of the fucking, the strangeness and the levels, the floating islands and shit, and like, oh, it's sideways corridors and fucking, it's like, oh, there's some special walls you can walk up, you can walk on them like it's fucking prey or whatever, you're fucking just walking on the ceiling, on the fucking floor, on the fucking walls and shit. Yeah, for all that shit, just the level design, just a bunch of fucking garbage just thrown together, it seems like. Again, if it seemed like it was polished and in like intentional, of like, oh, we made this to be like all fucked up looking, like that'd be awesome. But instead, it's like, it just seems like somebody fucking dragged and dropped a bunch of random shit in a fucking map editor, just fucking like, ah, take this asset, fucking just throw it over here, throw some shit here and there, and you just have no idea like if you're on like a path that you should be going down, or if the game's like fucking like glitching out, and you're, it's like, oh, this looks like something, like a secret or something. It's like, oh, well, cool. Now I'm just like stuck in a wall somewhere because I wasn't supposed to be here. I'm just all fucked up. So, I got stuck on the fucking geometry more than a few fucking times. And, a couple of those times too, it's like, oh, I get stuck here. I guess I wasn't supposed to go down that path, and like, reload the fucking checkpoint. And it's like, all right, well, where am I supposed to go? I'm wandering around the fucking level and shit. And just like avoiding that spot, I'm just like, well, I don't want to get fucking try ducking under that fucking hanging bodies. I'm just gonna get stuck again. So, I'll avoid going down that path. Don't want to go down that road. So, but then it turns out that fucking the place I get stuck at, like that's like the critical fucking path you have to go down. And the game just like didn't like the specific way I crouched. You have to like crouch under like a body, but it's like, oh, I just, I did it, timed it a little weird or something, and just get caught there. And like that type of thing. Just like getting caught up on shit. And it's just fucking bullshit. The level design is fucking bullshit again. It was fucking like, it could have been cool. There's like, oh, some weird fucking otherworldly fucking interdimensional shit going on. It's just like, no, this is just fucking bullshit. For the most part, this is just garbage fucking design. and in general, like, you just don't know what's gonna, where you're supposed to be going, and or what's just going to instantly kill you if you like touch it. You know what I mean? There's some sections where there's like poisonous goop on the ground that you're supposed to avoid, but it's like fucking like, well, that's that like texture on the ground. So it's either going to like kill me like instantly, or it's just going to be like perfectly safe and I can just walk on it and it's fine. And it's just fucking like bad, or it could just be like bad texture work or whatever, or fucking, it looks like the fucking textures just haven't loaded in quite yet. It's just a fucking like a mess. It's like, dude, this just looks like fucking, I don't know, like some like fan, again, like a fan made Far Cry map or some shit. It's just like, dude, this is a fucking, Jesus Christ, it's a fucking disaster. It's like fucking like, this floor, I don't know, like what, am I supposed to go down here? And like, oh no, you just fucking touch something, you just like instantly fucking drop dead, or, and who the fuck knows why, or, you know, again, or if it was supposed to do that, or if it was a fucking glitch or what, like, I don't fucking know. Then the repossessing bodies mechanic, you know, where you're fucking floating around as like a soul or whatever, you're fucking repossessing other shit. Yeah, that loses its fucking novelty real fucking fast. You know, it just becomes a pain in the ass. Because, yeah, every time you do that, every time you go to possess somebody else's body, yeah, you have to watch, like, an animation play out. It lasts a good, like, 30 seconds. It feels like a minute, maybe, you know. It's this long animation of just fucking, like, swirling fucking green whatever, like mist, and fucking like, oh, you possessing him, and just like just watching the shit for like, again, 30 seconds to a minute. And yeah, you have to watch that fucking animation every fucking time, and you're possessing fucking bodies all the fucking time. And yeah, every time you die because of some bullshit or whatever, the game forces you to fucking to do it. Like sometimes you have to do that to like progress in the game. If it's like, oh, you have to like, you know, leave my body and possess something else. And again, you're watching the animation every time you die. Like sometimes there's not even fucking bodies around. You're just like floating around like an asshole for fucking like 3 minutes until the game fucking, there's like a timer. If you have to find another body, or, you know, then you fucking die. You know, it's just like a lot of just wasted time, like doing this fucking bullshit. So, yeah, I mean, just like nothing's clear, like at all. You know, it's like the worst kind of like trial and error shit. Where you just like literally have to do everything that you can possibly do until something works. You know, it's just like, I have no idea what the fuck, like what I'm trying to do. I'm just going to just walk around, I guess, this fucking level and just find something that makes something happen, or maybe it'll fucking make me fucking progress, or maybe fucking not. I don't know. You know what I mean? I'm just going to poke around and that's it. And I'm fucking pretty bored. Sigil puzzles I was talking about, where you're drawing the blood on them, on the doors or whatever. And like those keep fucking popping up, and they never change. It's always the same thing. It's always just fucking, hey, there's a bunch of like sigils on these walls or all over the place. And there's like, I don't know, half a dozen of them or whatever, or maybe like, quite a few of them. And it's, you know, just like one of them is the right one that you got to use to fucking pass through this door. He's going to find it, you know, find it and like trace it on the door, and that's it. So you usually have to do it twice. I'm just like, you know, did I trace this one right, or did I fuck up a little bit and it is the right one? Like, who knows? Again, you just have to do it twice, like just to be sure, just, you know what I mean? But which one it is, there's no like rhyme or reason. It's just like a guessing game of like, one of these is right. I don't know. You know, it's like, sometimes there'll be like statues of people like pointing at like certain ones, or it's like, oh well, this must be the right one, there's somebody pointing to it, and then it's like, oh no, it's not. You know what I mean? Like, fuck, it's just like, oh, there's another one somewhere like half a mile away, you just gotta find. Again, it's just a fucking guessing game, you know. It sucks. But yeah, then they start letting you possess some of the demons that have been stalking you, and it's just like, how could they possibly fuck that up? You know, and he's like, I'm gonna be playing as a fucking demon. Can't fuck it up. But yeah, Agony finds a way to fuck it up. You'll take control of a fucking one of them, and every time you're in, like, every time you possess a demon body, though, it puts you on some kind of like arbitrary timer. There's no like indicator of just like, oh, you have like this long before you fucking, you know what I mean? You're gonna lose control of this thing. you just, it's like, oh, I'm in a demon body, then, like, I'm not all of a sudden, like, I'm just out, you know what I mean? And just, and there's no, like, penalty for it. It's not like you can't just go and just repossess it or whatever. Like, it doesn't fucking matter. It's just, you can just fucking, it's like, all right, well, I get kicked out of this because I ran out of time, but I can just go back into it. But, yeah, you know, of course, you have to fucking sit through the goddamn, like, the possession animation again every time. So, I don't know, I guess, like, wasting your time is the penalty, I guess. You know, just the fucking, the agony of annoyance, I guess. That's what it is. So, yeah, I mean, and then like, they make playing as the demon, it's like, not interesting at all. Like, I was thinking back to, like, Singularity. Remember that game where it was fucking like, oh, you possess all these fucking, like, weird creatures and shit, and the multiplayer of that anyway, that was fucking cool, you know, it's like, all these different abilities, they all play different, but, yeah, Singularity, it ain't, all the demons control, like, shit, they're just, like, slow, and they each have, one, like, unique attack they can do, and by unique attack, I mean, they pretty much just, all of them just, like, punch, or, you know, some variation of just, like, punch, and, like, maybe some projectile comes off of that, or, yeah, the first one you possess, one of the, vagina face monsters. There's fucking vaginas all over the game. Vagina, fucking dentata, floor to ceiling. You know, if you're in the game, you gain, like, skill points to gain those. There's, like, you squish, these peaches with the vaginas on them. It's fucking vajagony. Vagina agony, vajagony. So yeah, you control one of these fucking, like, pussy head fucking monsters, and it should be like kind of like a power trip, right? You spent the entire game up to that point fucking running and hiding and sneaking around like a little fucking bitch, and it's like, oh, now I can fucking possess this thing that's been, like, hunting me down and shit, and I can go and fucking, like, murder people and shit, and like, you can, like, murder fucking, just, like, again, there's random people hanging out in the levels and shit that, you know, if you could possess them potentially, but it's like, oh, now I'm one of these fucking vagina face monsters that you can fucking run up and, like, swipe them and kill them, and they just kind of ragdoll, and there's just, like, no reason to, really. You just, like, punch one of the fucking baghead people and they just die, and it's like, well, that just means essentially that's, like, less lives for you, you know what I mean? It's like somebody less that you can possess when you fucking die, you know what I mean? So it's like, why am I even bothering doing, why am I bothering to do this? Like, it's not like, there's no, like, gameplay setup of, like, fucking, like, oh, you have to kill, like, all these people in this room, or they're going to be trying to, whatever, like, hunt you down. It's like, no, they're just, like, sitting there, and you're just walking around as, you know, like an asshole, like the fucking demon, and I don't know. Yeah, the gameplay reason for becoming one of the demons is, like, you got to, like, knock down some wall somewhere. Like, you have to, like, hit a wall somewhere. So, that's exciting, right? And, yeah, that's, like, another instance of, like, again, it's like fucking like, oh, there's a wall I can't pass, all right, possess a demon, I can hit this wall. So it's like, at first, it's like, oh, you know, this is puzzle potential, you know what I mean? Where, again, it's just going to be like, oh, I have to, like, there might be a wall somewhere, and you know, I have to fucking just bring a certain demon, like, you know, a mile away and get him to come and hit down this wall so I can keep going. But, once again, they do fucking nothing with it. in fact, the first time that that comes up, it's like, all right, I knew, like, I know exactly, like, what wall I have to destroy. So, you know, fucking take control of one of fucking the pussy face there. I'm like, all right, oh, I know. I'm like, all right, run to the wall. I'm like, all right, what am I doing here? Fucking try attacking it. Fucking nothing. And, you know, try holding X, which is fucking, like, the interact button. It's just like, oh my god, it's just gonna go into, like, an animation of breaking the wall, but nope, that doesn't work. I'm just, like, thinking, like, oh, did I miss something else I have to do here? I'm fucking running around the entire level, like, looking for clues for, like, 20 fucking minutes. And again, every, like, I don't know, few fucking minutes or so, you're just fucking getting kicked out of the body, you have to fucking possess it again and shit. It's just like, what the fuck? So yeah, it turns out you have to press and hold LB to punch, and that's it. I mean, you just have to fucking punch the wall, but they don't tell you the buttons, you know what I mean? So you're controlling this thing for the fucking first time, just like, oh, well, I'm pressing interact, I'm pressing, like, the button to, like, punch for the, if you're controlling a person and shit, that doesn't work. It's just like, ah, oh, they just don't tell you what the, what the controls are for the demon. It's just, you have to fucking, that's the solution to that puzzle. Press LB to punch. So, yeah, the solution was pretty much press every button on the fucking controller until you figure out what punch is. So, yeah, quite the mind bender there. Yeah, that was it. So, yeah, from there on out, I mean, whenever you fucking run into one of these vagina faced creatures, it's like, oh, you can possess them. So, yeah, then as you move on, you get access to, like, bigger and bigger fucking of the monsters that you can possess. And I mean, they all fucking suck. I mean, they're all pretty much the same. Again, just one different attack. And yeah, again, you're always on those fucking timers with no penalty of just fucking like, oh, I'm controlling a demon up. No, I'm not. Well, I can just go and fucking repossess the same one. You know, it's just fucking retarded. Yeah, that there's one fucking like flying fire creature. And yeah, they're making like a big deal about like fucking controlling it. You know, it's like, oh, you have to possess that and blah blah blah, you all have like free roam, you can fly around and shit. And just and you know, it should be cool to be able to fucking fly around like freely and fucking like shoot fireballs and shit, but yeah, again, it's not, that controls like shit too. And the level design, the level design is fucking like, oh, this is like confusing when you're on foot walking around. Yeah, when you have like control, and you have like control of just fucking like pretty much flying around these giant like unfinished maps, and like it feels like you're in like debug mode or whatever. It's just fucking, you have to contend with that. It's like, dude, this is just a fucking real fucking disaster. I mean, first off, to make it even fucking more disorienting than it needs to be, and whenever you fucking like possess any body in the game, yeah, again, you're sitting there watching this fucking animation play out for a fucking minute. And then like once you're in there, once you're in the fucking body, they point you in like the complete opposite direction of where you were facing. You know what I mean? Because like the developers just have no idea what the fuck they're doing, I'm guessing. So, it's like, all right, now I'm all turned around. You know what I mean? I'm all turned around as soon as I fucking possess this thing, and the fucking that timer is ticking down where they're gonna kick me out. And yeah, you run down a fucking hallway that's full of vaginas, and it looks exactly like the 50 other vaginal hallways that you saw before. And then it's like, then you realize like, oh, I'm just like backtracking. I'm just going the way I came. I just got fucking turned around as soon as I got in this fucking body. You know what I mean? So, and then it's like, all right, now cool. Now I'm kicked out of the body. And so it's like, and I have to fucking go repossess this. And again, you just get all fucked up like that. And, that, as you're flying, you know what I mean? As you're flying all around the fucking place, dude, just forget about it. So, again, it was like, you can see like the beginning of some kind of like design philosophy there of like fucking like, where it's like, oh, well, maybe they want you to like possess the weaker demons and like get them killed. You know what I mean? Like get them killed by the fucking, the stronger ones. Then you can possess the stronger ones and like clear the fucking, the levels that way. You know what I mean? I think, you know, and it's just kind of like, feeding frenzy type thing. You know what I mean? Where it's fucking like, oh, he's got to like go down like the chain and fuck, you know what I mean? The food chain, and like get this one to kill this one, get that one to kill that one, and clear the way here, fucking hit a wall here. I mean, that's if I'm being like generous, but I mean, yeah, it's just a fucking mess. You know what I mean? It's just like, sometimes you'll die. Sometimes you won't. Sometimes you'll fucking, it's just like, oh, you're just dead. Like you can't even like fucking, they won't even let you like float around as like a disembodied soul to try to repossess something. It's like, oh no, I just fucking like something hit you and you're just dead. Like it just goes to like a loading screen. You're loading back into the checkpoint where it's supposed to be like, oh, you're dead. You know, you can float around and try to find something else. It's like, oh, I have an idea of something else back. You know, I left something, you know, I unbagged somebody, you know what I mean? Like the hallway before. So I'm walking around, something hits you. No, you're just dead. And why? Well, that makes no sense. What the fuck just happened? It's just like game over, no explanation. Again, so a lot of the time you're just completely lost as to what you're trying to do, and it's fucking like, all right, well, I'll break down a wall and shit as the demon. It's like, oh, cool, you know, I made a way, I'm going to be progressing here. And it's like, oh, no, cool, you found a secret area. It's fucking, Jesus, dude, it's bad. Agony is a fucking bad game. There's just no way around it. It was a fucking chore to play through that. I mean, I was pretty much done playing with it after a couple hours. I'm just like, no, this is pretty bad. But I had to see it through to the end just because, again, it's just like such a fucking train wreck. And as it was like looking at the previews of the game and shit, it just looks so up my alley. You know what I mean? It's really fucking bad. I don't think they could have picked a more fitting title than Agony. what a piece of shit. The game's fucking awful. So, there's another horror game coming out today called Vampire with a Y. I knew these two games, Agony and Vampire, were coming out like around the same time. And my assumption was that fucking Agony would be, it's like, oh, the game's just going to be dark and fucking like, you know, violent and great and shit. And, you know, and then I was thinking like, Vampire, that'll probably be like the bad one because, you know, vampires are kind of gay. And it's from the team, Don't Nod, that made Life is Strange. And yeah, Life is Strange, you know, I was like, that was literally a fucking gay game. But after being like so let down with Agony, I'm just like, I immediately just fucking like, I'm gonna buy fucking Vampire and play it, I guess, because that one has to be better, right? Like one of them has to be like the good horror game, you know what I mean? But not necessarily, but I mean, if it's not, if Vampire is that bad too, like I'll be fucking super impressed, you know. Cause yeah, I don't play fucking complete abortions like that often. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, that's the fucking worst game I played in a long fucking time. Impressively fucking bad, really. And speaking of abortions, I played some of the, Street Fighter 30th Anniversary Collection. The games aren't fucking bad. You know what I mean? It's the same fucking Street Fighter games I've been playing for the past, 30 years, I guess. But yeah, the fucking reminder that another reminder that I'm fucking old. But yeah, I'm fucking terrible at them. Like I'm fucking like hopelessly bad. Yeah, you know, I tried like going in order, like playing. I'm like, I'll try to play through like each game, like beat each game, starting with the original Street Fighter. But yeah, that game didn't, that dream didn't last very long. that first fucking Street Fighter game sucks. There's a reason nobody talks about Street Fighter 1, and they act like the series started at Street Fighter 2. Yeah, that first game just controls like shit. Like, every fucking move is like 2 frames of animation to it. It also seems like, I don't even know what the fuck, how to even fucking control it, really. It seems like you do like the same button presses and like motions and shit. You'll do it like twice in a row, and you just get different results every time you do it, so I don't know. I was thinking the controls are fucked up, or like it's a shitty port here. You know what I mean? Like they fuck something up in the collection here. But I'm pretty sure that's just the game being a pile of dog shit. I couldn't even get past the first fucking opponent that you face. I was just fucking like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. And I tried like half a dozen times and just fucking like, all right, I don't care. Like fucking let's like exit the game, dude. I don't know. Fucking move on to Street Fighter 2. Seems like the best thing to do. So yeah, I mean, I probably should explain how the collection is actually set up, I suppose. There's 12 games on there, but 12 different games. But I mean, we're talking Street Fighter games, so it's like, you know, you get like that original, the first Street Fighter, the awful one. And it's like, yeah, then Street Fighter 2, and there's like four different versions of Street Fighter 2, where it's like, this one has added characters, the gameplay's sped up, and then Street Fighter Alpha, Street Fighter Alpha 3, or just Street Fighter 3, I don't know what the fuck, like, yeah, a few versions of those games, something like that. And I know there's some fucking hardcore fucking fighting guys that would fucking explain it better. They probably know, like, each minor balance change and fucking frame rate count and that autistic shit. But to me, it's basically just like, all right, Street Fighter 1, Street Fighter 2, the Street Fighter 2, or I just get my ass kicked quicker, and then fucking Street Fighter 2 that is fucking Cammy and fucking Nighthawk or Nightwolf or whatever the fuck, Chief Thunder, that guy, and then like the rest of them, and then like this weird mishmash of other fucking Street Fighter games, pretty much. Though to be honest, despite the fucking nostalgia of like, you know, I played fucking Street Fighter 2 in the arcade, and it was like a big deal when it was new and shit. And I remember having Championship Edition on Genesis, and I really fucking liked it back then. I probably sucked back then too, but I'm sure I did. But I think I like the newer ones better. I like the newer fucking Street Fighters. I got like 3 and fucking Alpha and shit, or 3 Alpha. I don't even, again, I still, I'm like, I like these games. Still don't fucking know what it is. It's like, you know, just Street Fighter 3 fucking whatever, Street Fighter 3rd Strike, whatever the fuck it is. Maybe because they're easier, I can actually fucking go through them. I go through like the arcade mode and like beat them somehow without having a fucking aneurysm. I love fucking Street Fighter 4. I think that's my fucking favorite one, but yeah, that's not on the fucking collection here, so yes, I digress, but yeah, I mean, so you get all those games, but I think the collection itself is fairly bare bones. There's not much there in terms of options, just, you know, it's just like, hey, here's the arcade versions of these games, or the fucking, here's just like the single player arcade portions of the console games and shit. And there's, they have like a nice like bezel overlay for each game. So you can see like the original like arcade artwork for them and shit. And, yeah, they have like a gallery. I haven't really like looked into that yet, but I'm assuming there's fucking, you know, just like, hey, here's the usual concept art and like supplementary shit in there. Then I saw like, oh, cool, there's a training mode. It's like, I desperately fucking need that. I love to fucking do a training mode and just not suck so bad at these fucking games. But, you can only do that for like you pick the training mode. It's like, hey, which one of these four versions, like four games do you want to get trained in? You know what I mean? And, I tried doing that. It's just all it is fucking dummy mode. It's just like, you know, the dummy versus, you know, the CPU versus CPU, like that type of thing, where they don't really fucking train you in anything. It's just like, hey, here's somebody to fucking go and beat up on, I guess, but it's fucking useless for me. You know, they're not really fucking training you in anything. You know, it's like, hey, you go fucking practice the combos and the special moves that you fucking don't know. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, well, I could just fucking just keep doing arcade mode and I'll be doing the same thing, just fucking mashing buttons and seeing what works and shit. So whatever, dude, that shit's fucking useless. So, you can play online versus for some of them, I guess. Like, you can go online and fucking play like that, you know, versus people. But again, with me, that's probably not going to happen anytime soon. Probably not ever, to be honest with you. Just like, I'm just so fucking hopeless. But, yeah, I mean, clearly it's just like, you know, it's just like a collection of fucking ROMs, you know what I mean? It's all it is. It's just like, hey, here's these games, ROMs, and then we put a fucking front end on there. Which is, I mean, I suppose it's what a collection of fucking old arcade and console games are gonna be. It's just fucking like, here's the ROMs, you know what I mean? Just, as authentic as it's gonna be. It's not like fucking redone art or anything like that, or, it's also, literally the exact same shit I have fucking loaded up on my Raspberry Pi. Except I have like my, I think I have my Raspberry Pi set up how I want it, you know what I mean? Like, you have like the buttons all set up for each game that makes sense to me, and you could probably do that in the fucking collection. I just haven't really fucked around with it yet. But plus, you know, on my fucking Raspberry Pi, I have like more, like way more fucking fighting games on the Capcom fighting games and otherwise, and I think it might even play and look a little bit better on there. On the Pi, so it's just, you know, the collection does have those fucking, those borders, and it's like, you want to do, like, CRT fucking scan lines, that type of thing. It's got that going for it, I guess, but, I mean, it's not a fucking bad collection. I mean, it's just fucking Street Fighter, and I suck at fucking Street Fighter, but I'd say with some practice, maybe I'd get good, you know, maybe. But I mean, again, after like 30 years, I'm not so sure. I'm just, you know, it is nice having those games right there on Steam, though. We'll say that. Convenience, you know, it's all about convenience. So, I mean, you know, if you're a fucking old school Street Fighter fucking fan, just, I love these games and fucking, I love fucking Street Fighter, and by all means, fucking get it, you know what I mean? I mean, you probably already own it. You probably own like fucking a million versions of the game, those games anyway, and you probably think I'm a fucking asshole who doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah, you're not too far off, but you're probably getting ready to fucking write me an angry email. Well, if you do, you can send it to podcast@gruntfreepress.com. And yeah, I'll probably play fucking more of it. So, know, if you want to see how fucking atrocious I am at fucking fighting games, believe me, I'm not exaggerating here. You can go watch me suck at fucking www.gruntfreepress.com. I'm absolute deicide all over the place, and yeah, it's been a rough week, as expected. I saw this coming, but yeah, that's it. I'm fucking done. Bye. See you next week. The E3 blowout.